The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by Joe Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. We want to talk about sustainable Easter eggs. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
What a thing.
What a lovely thing to be talking about at this time of the year. I'm a massive chocolate fan, so this is a very easy one for me to discuss. But yes, everyone's going to eat a lot of Easter eggs this weekend. In Ireland, we spend about €44 million on Easter eggs each Easter. Kids eat about 5 million eggs, and in total there's about 17.5 million eggs enjoyed.
So a lot of adult eating of eggs too, obviously.
Yes, which includes
on those.
Me. Yeah.
Okay, now there are a number of components to that lovely Easter egg. One is the box, the packaging, the foil, and then there's the egg itself.
Yes. So when it comes to the packaging, actually, we've seen a really big improvement over the last 5 or 6 years, where now most of the Easter eggs come in cardboard. So that's really easy. This is a reminder for everyone that you can just flatten it, recycle it. The foil that a lot of eggs come in can be put into a ball. Once you have it balled up and it's clean, loose and dry, that can be recycled too. But this is a reminder because Repack and other recycling initiatives have come out and said that last year there was about 60,000 tonnes of additional packaging from Easter eggs.
People didn't bother putting it into their recycling bin.
Yes.
Even though it's all recyclable.
It's all recyclable. So just a reminder this weekend that you can recycle it. And then like even if there's hard plastic in the boxes, which there is sometimes, that can be recycled too. So keep some space in your green bin this weekend.
Okay,
for sure.
So pretty much it all can be recycled.
Yes.
Now, talk to me about the eggs themselves. I mean, what's the most sustainable kind of egg you can have?
Oh, well, you know what? This is such an interesting topic. And chocolate itself is coming more and more into the limelight because, you know, we've been used to paying very little for our chocolate. You can have, you know, an Easter egg for a fiver. I saw a couple this morning on my way in here. You have 3 for a fiver, that kind of thing. But really, when we think about what that actually means, you know, that's a very, very cheap amount of chocolate. And you mentioned, Pat, that, you know, the Easter eggs that we like are milk chocolate. So there's other ingredients in there. But there really is a big problem in the cocoa industry. And half of our cocoa beans come from Ghana and the Ivory Coast. And the average farmer there is earning less than $1 a day. So way, way, way below the living wage.
So they're being paid a pittance for a luxury item that we pay probably over the top for.
Exactly. And the big issue with that is that those farmers, you know, many of them who have families, are actually bringing their children into work on the farms because they can't afford to send them to school. They need the labour. So there's over 1.5 million children in slave labour right now in the cocoa industry. And I don't think anybody wants to enjoy their bar of chocolate thinking that a child's had to be involved.
Also, there is some disease affecting the cocoa plants. So the price of chocolate on the world market has gone up. And eventually that will be reflected in our chocolate bars and our sweets and drinking chocolate and all the rest of it. But talk to us about individual chocolate makers like Lily O'Brien's, for example. They have what you tell me is a pouch egg. What's that?
Yeah, so they've always had these pouch eggs that everybody loves and it came in this lovely wrapping. But they've changed it this year, I guess, in line with being more sustainable. And now they come in a fully recyclable cardboard box. They used to have a plastic insert. They've gotten rid of that, which was unnecessary. And they're going to save about 2 tons of packaging this Easter, which is amazing. And Lily O'Brien's is a great Irish company, well worth supporting. So that's a great one on the packaging side. Then in terms of suppliers that are sustainable, we have so, so many in Ireland. We're really lucky. Down in Wexford, we have Bean and Goose. That's 2 girls that run that company. And they basically source their cocoa beans from Original Beans, which was voted the most sustainable beans in the world, I think 2 years running now. So they make these beautiful eggs, tasting bars, these chocolate geese at Easter and chocolate bunnies, and they're all super sustainable. So definitely worth checking those out. They're a great Irish supplier.
The Burren has Hazel Mountain Chocolate.
Yes, so the Burren Chocolate Company, they're amazing. They basically are one of very, very few companies, I think it's 2% of companies in the world, that actually get the beans and process the beans in-house. So they're really doing a bean to bar is what the process is called. And again, they do these fantastic creations, really unusual taste, and they're all inspired by the Burren. So there's lots of sea salt, there's lots of really cool ingredients in there. Again, another great Irish sustainable supplier if you're looking for a nice sustainable alternative.
Now, there's a company in the Netherlands, and you brought me in a sample before, Tony's Chocolonely.
Yes, and this is the first year that they've done Easter eggs, and I can confirm that they're absolutely delicious. So basically, this company was founded by 3 journalists who were researching the chocolate industry and realised how much disparity and how many social issues there were. So they basically are on the ground in Ghana and the Ivory Coast, paying farmers a living wage and really trying to eliminate child slavery within their supply chains. Their chocolate is gorgeous. it's all kind of, when you get a bar of it, it's all different. It's kind of different thicknesses to show kind of how chocolate isn't distributed fairly among the supply chain. And this is their first year doing Easter eggs. Now, the thing that I will say is Tony's is more expensive because everyone in the supply chain is being paid. So they have a really big Easter egg. It's €15 in Tesco and Super Value. But like I said earlier, you know, if people are going to the shop and they're buying three for €5 and they're wondering, God, why is this so expensive? That is why. Everyone is getting paid what they should.
Now, what about the big guys, the Hershey's, the Nestle's, the Cadbury's and their parent company? What are they doing about slave labour in the chocolate production market?
Well, the honest answer is it's very difficult to know because large companies really don't disclose a lot of information about their supply chains. Now, they did sign an accord in 2001, basically all of these large chocolate companies saying that they really did want to eliminate child slavery. However, studies in 2020 showed that child slavery has actually increased. So now Tony's does work with companies and it's constantly calling on the big companies to work with them, to use the research that they've implemented to come with them and all join together. So Tony's is really trying to do an industry-wide thing, but we have a long way to go before we can be 100% sure.
Finally, are there vegan friendly eggs? There are?
Yes, there are. So Nourish, which is where I get the shampoo bars that I know you enjoy, Pat, they're a great health food store. They've got a selection. And then in Dublin here, in Ranelagh, Nobo, which people might have seen in their local shop, they do dairy-free chocolate. They have a selection of eggs this year. They're absolutely delicious and completely vegan, dairy-free.
Excellent. Joe, thank you very much for joining us. That's Joe Lennon, who's climate editor with Sunday Times Ireland. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.